on the Listener app and on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with Rui and Billy, and we are joined by comedian and celebrity master chef contestant Bill Dilruk.
Our next guest had to live with Billy in the jungle.
Scared by everything.
Now he's taking on Rue on Celebrity MasterChef, and he's already off to a flyer.
The winner is Dilruk.
Please welcome comedian, writer, and actor Dilruk Jayasena.
Yes, Dilruk, he's off to a flyer, Bill, in the kitchen, in the MasterChef kitchen. Before we get into any of that, though, Dilruk, welcome to the show, mate. You've spent time with Billy in the jungle. You've spent time with me in the kitchen. I want to know off the top, who do you like better?
Well, you know what? Thanks, first of all. Thanks, boys, for having me. It's so weird to have the jungle mate and a kitchen mate at the same time. But I'll tell you what, to be honest, Rui, you might win just purely because you know my bloody name. Like, you know, try to get a boy from Geelong to pronounce Dilruk Jayasena. It is quite the challenge. You know? Yeah.
Hey, Dilruk, good to speak to your old friend as me old jungle mate here. And Have you got away from that okay? Because it was hard work in there. We all lost a bit of weight and you got out okay?
Yeah, well, I appreciate you bringing that up because you love to talk about the fact that I'm the only one who left the jungle fatter than I was when I walked in.
Can you believe that? Everyone lost 8 to 10 kilos and Dilruk walked out and he was heavier.
Yeah. How is that possible, Dilruk?
Well, because for starters, these guys are very picky eaters. I was like, no, I need sustenance. So we only had like bean and kale and, you know, impala anus. And I was just like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine with it all. And also, if you remember Erin Barnett, she had like a bad reaction to the food. So her allocation of food, she couldn't finish because she was constipated for 9 days. And so she would give me her food. So I'd actually ended up walking out heavier than I was when I walked in.
Sounds like you got to learn a lot more about each other in the jungle than we did in the kitchen.
Yeah, no, definitely. Look, the jungle is intense. Like, obviously, Rui, the kitchen for us was obviously very stressful and we definitely go through different emotions in there. But the jungle is 24 hours. There was no switching off. Huh. And you'd think that, you know, that Billy would be the biggest snorer or whatever. But no, it was me. I was keeping everyone awake. So, you know, you should actually ask Billy what it was like living with me because I think I was more the troublesome one.
No, you did. You could snore. There's no doubt about that. But good fella. Good to have alongside you. And you're a reality show tart, to be honest, aren't you, Dilruk? So how's the kitchen going? Because I tell you what, I've watched a bit of it. And don't they love Rui? Don't they love Nick Riewoldt?
Well, he's hard not to like, though. Let's be honest. He's so good at hiding that dark side of him that we know.
And can you cook?
Hey, careful.
You could eat, but can you cook?
Mate, look, this is the thing that I kept getting asked. I seriously only started cooking once the pandemic hit, right? I hadn't, like, before that, for me, cooking was putting spinach in a Nutribullet and calling that veggies, right? And so when the pandemic hit, I just started teaching myself how to cook little bits from YouTube and whatnot. Yeah. And then I think once I knew I was going to be coming on MasterChef, I just, like, crammed a whole bunch of stuff. I was on the phone to my mom asking how she made such and such. And then even my sister-in-law's mother, like, they live in India. I'm like, hey, you know that thing that you make for me when I get there, Ken? How do I do that? So I just started cramming everything, and you know, it was brutal. But I think I managed at least winning that immunity pin on day one. Yeah. Kind of validated being asked to be in there in the first place compared to the jungle where I got kicked out in the first round.
Well, you're right, mate. You're right. You got off to an absolute flyer in the kitchen. Yeah. So first cook, there's only one immunity pin up for grabs in the whole competition and you come out and win it on the first day. But then you've gone and burnt it on last night's episode less than 48 hours later.
I know, mate. And people keep saying online going, you know, why did you play it? You know, the carbonara looked really great. I was like, there is no way that I'm going to go back-to-back reality TV shows getting kicked out in the first round. And I was so, like, confident as well with the jungle. I was like, look, I don't have the biggest profile, but I'm going to get some votes because it's voted by the Aussie public, who consists of so many, you know, immigrants from Sri Lanka and India. They don't care about Billy Brownless and Rhonda Birchmore. They're like, Carol's by candlelight. Give us Curry's by candlelight. That's what we want. And then I get kicked out in round one, and I wish I was humble because in my moment of getting kicked out, all I had in my head was, I should have known my countrymen were too busy answering calls than making any of the calls.
Hey, oh, that's what we like about you, Dilruk. But you probably would have stayed in the comp last night after Chrissy Swan, unfortunately, had to make a dish with bacon. She forgot to put bacon in it. Come on, Chrissy.
Come on, Swanee.
It's pretty harsh in there, though, isn't it? Like, don't you reckon, Rui, like, we that day, that first elimination, we just were shaking. Like, everyone, yeah. Like, you know, they actually don't show enough of Thorpe's hands shaking, I reckon. He was
seriously. Yeah. It was hard to watch. So, Thorpe, you wouldn't have seen much of Thorpe Dill because you were cooking on the bench in front of him. But this is a man that stood on the blocks in the biggest races of all time, stared down the opposition and just destroyed them. I was worried he was going to be swimming with a stump for the rest of his life because I dead set thought his hand was shaking that much. He was going to lop an entire hand off his body. He was very, very nervous, was Thorpe.
Yeah, imagine that, being a 5-time gold medalist Olympian and somehow Gordon Ramsay's bacon challenge throws you off. Like,
what else have you been up to, Del Rock? Because you do a bit of, we can't do any stand-up stuff. So what else you been doing, my friend?
Well, to be honest, really, it's a pretty grim state of affairs with being a live comedian and having, you know, all these pandemic and stuff take that away. But having said that, Billy, once we do come out and about in Melbourne, for example, at the comedy festival, it's kind of worked in my favor a bit because the venue I was at was bigger than anything I'd performed in before. And I was like, and I thought this is too big for my profile. But then without any other international acts, mate, I was selling it out, adding extra shows. So I'm, in fact, you know what? I might be originally from Sri Lanka, but here I'll say tonight, let's stop the foreigners. No more foreigners here. Close the gate behind me. You know what I mean? I'm not sure if mom and dad back in Sri Lanka are happy about me being the poster boy for One Nation now, but still, let's just...
How's it work, Dilruk? So you said you've had a bit of an opportunity to sort of sit back and reflect. And do you actually now spend this time coming up with what your next act's going to be like? Are you gonna be a COVID basher? Like, what's your next show? Like, what flavor is it going to be?
Some new material.
It's a really challenging one because they say comedy is like, you know, tragedy plus time, you know, but the problem is the tragedy of it all is still actually we're going through. Like, obviously I'm being silly about it, but the truth is being away from my mom and dad for the last 2 years has been pretty challenging, right? Like, in fact, Billy, the last time I saw them was when I hugged them before going to the jungle in South Africa. Oh. So for me, I haven't seen them since, you know? And so, yeah, look, I try and find some kind of way to talk about what I'm going through without necessarily like harping on about it, because I think every comedian has a hot take on, you know, COVID and all of that. I'm like, look, I'm not smart enough to write clever jokes about the political system and all of that. So I'll just talk about my experiences, especially, let's just say, you know, the fact that I was a single man in a one-bedroom apartment for 111 days. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just really proud that I would only like look after myself, you know, 3 times a day. Like, you know, think about it. A single bloke by himself for 111 days. Mate, I should have been dehydrated with Gatorade injected into one arm and, you know, my other arm recovering from carpal tunnel syndrome, you know?
Well, we're not still in the jungle, Dilruk.
There's some of his new material. Can't wait to hear that. hey, good work, mate. Good on you. All the best. And the Celebrity MasterChef Australia, when's it on, Rebsy?
Sunday nights and Monday nights, 7:30 p.m. on the Ten Network. Tonight is a mystery box challenge as well.
Oh, right. Oh, we might stop it there, Dilruk. Don't say anything, but great to have you on the radio.
So good to be here. Thanks so much for chatting to you, boys. Thanks for having me.
It's the Rush Hour, Rui and Billy, Triple M.